Roslyn Chapel's entrance was more modest than Langdon expected. The small wooden door had two iron hinges and a simple oak sign which read, R-O-S-L-I-N. Entering the chapel with Sophie, Langdon felt his eyes reaching across the famous sanctuary and taking it all in. Every surface in the chapel had been carved with symbols: Christian cruciforms, Jewish stars, Masonic seals, Templar crosses, cornucopias, pyramids, astrological signs, plants, vegetables, pentacles, and roses. Roslyn Chapel was a shrine to all faiths, to all traditions, and above all, to nature and the goddess. The sanctuary was empty except for a handful of visitors listening to a young man giving the day's last tour. He was leading them in a single-file line along a well-known route on the floor, an invisible pathway linking six key architectural points within the sanctuary. Generations of visitors had walked these straight lines, connecting the points, and their countless footsteps had engraved an enormous symbol on the floor. It was a six-pointed star, the seal of Solomon. No coincidence there, Langdon thought. The docent had seen Langdon and Sophie enter, and although it was closing time, offered a pleasant smile and motioned for them to feel free to look around. Langdon nodded his thanks and began to move deeper into the sanctuary. Sophie, however, stood riveted in the entryway, a puzzled look on her face. "What is it?" Langdon asked. Sophie stared out at the chapel.
"I think I've been here."
Langdon was surprised. "But you said you hadn't even heard of Roslyn."
"I hadn't. My grandfather must have brought me here when I was very young. I don't know, it feels familiar."
The rest of the visitors were now leaving, and the young docent made his way across the chapel to them with a pleasant smile. He was a handsome young man in his late 20s, with a Scottish brogue and strawberry blonde hair.
"I'm about to close up for the day. May I help you find anything?"
"How about the Holy Grail?" Langdon wanted to say.
"The code," Sophie blurted in sudden revelation. "There's a code here."
The docent looked pleased by her enthusiasm.
"Why, yes, there is, ma'am."
"It's on the ceiling," she said, turning to the right-hand wall. "Somewhere over there."
He smiled.
"Not your first visit to Roslyn, I see."
The code, Langdon thought. He had forgotten that little bit of lore. Among Roslyn's numerous mysteries was a vaulted archway from which hundreds of stone blocks protruded, jutting down to form a bizarre multifaceted surface. Each block was carved with a symbol, seemingly at random, creating a cipher of unfathomable proportion. Cryptographers had been trying for centuries to decipher its meaning. Standing with the docent, Langdon had been scanning the chapel walls and feeling a rising wariness that a dead end might be looming. Sophie had wandered off to look at the code and left Langdon holding the rosewood box. Although Sonnier's poem clearly indicated Roslyn, Langdon was not sure what to do now that they had arrived. The poem made a reference to a blade and chalice, which Langdon saw nowhere. "The Holy Grail 'neath ancient Roslyn waits, the blade and chalice guarding o'er her gates."
"I hate to pry," the docent said, eyeing the rosewood box in Langdon's hands. "But this box, might I ask where you got it?"
Langdon gave a weary laugh. "That's an exceptionally long story." The young man hesitated.
"It's the strangest thing. My grandmother has a box exactly like that, a jewelry box."
Langdon knew the young man must be mistaken. If ever a box had been one of a kind, it was this one, the box custom made for the Priory Keystone. The two boxes may be similar, but... The side door closed loudly, drawing both of their gazes. Sophie had exited without a word and was now wandering down the bluff toward a fieldstone house nearby. Langdon stared after her through a window. He turned to the docent.
"Do you know what that house is?"
He nodded, also looking puzzled that Sophie was going down there.
"That's the chapel rectory. The curator lives there. She also happens to be the head of the Roslyn Trust."
He paused.
"And my grandmother."
"Your grandmother is the head of the Roslyn Trust?"
The young man nodded.
"She lives in the rectory. I live with her."
He shrugged.
"I've lived here my whole life.
My grandmother raised me in that house.
Concerned for Sophie, Langdon moved across the chapel toward the door to call out to her. He was only halfway there when he stopped short. Something the young man said just registered. My grandmother raised me. Langdon looked out at Sophie on the bluff, then down at the rosewood box in his hand. Impossible. Slowly, Langdon turned back to the young man. Your grandmother's rosewood box. Where did she get it?
My grandfather made it for her. He died when I was a baby, but my grandmother still talks about him. She says he was a genius with his hands. He made all kinds of things.
Langdon glimpsed an unimaginable web of connections emerging from the ether. You said your grandmother raised you. Do you mind my asking what happened to your parents? The young man looked surprised.
They died when I was young. He paused. The same day as my grandfather.
Langdon's heart pounded. In a car accident? The boy recoiled.
Yes, in a car accident. My entire family died that day. I lost my grandfather, my parents, and...
And your sister, Langdon said.